and welcome to another episode of Forkful of Noodles. I'm Krish Mohan. Okay, so this is something I've been going back and forth on for weeks now, and it's an argument that I've been having with a lot of my progressive and liberal friends, whether or not you should punch a Nazi. Alright, I will give you guys a moment to scream a response at the computer screen. Now, we all remember that video of Richard Spencer getting punched in the face by what was reported as a Black Bloc protester. And I'll be honest, when I first saw it, I thought it was pretty great. And for a moment, I thought when he got punched, he had a toupee on, which would make sense and not surprise me that his true form is an angry, white, bald man who coined the term alt-right and ended a speech with "Hail Trump." I am not for punching Nazis. Okay, I will give you guys one more moment to scream at the screen. Okay, here's why. That punch to Spencer's face shows that he's not as strong or as tough as he says he is. Clearly, a superior race wouldn't get punched in the face that hard. I'll give you that. But look, we're animals, and when you back an animal into the corner and cock a fist up towards it, their fangs are gonna get bared, okay? And I don't know about you guys, but I don't want Nazis to start biting people. I'm pretty sure that's one of the ways you get turned into a Nazi. That, and you have pure hate in your heart, just all of the hate in your heart. I'm a pacifist. I believe in nonviolence. Look at me. I look like a punching bag at a fight club, okay? My religion is curiosity. I want to know why you hate these minorities. Why do you think you're superior based on skin color, based on melanin, and 3 genetic markers? Did you know that the swastika is from India? I mean, so you should be thanking me and my people for giving you a brand that you could twist and contort until its meaning was completely stripped away, and that really rad face tattoo. Are you aware of the fact that white supremacy doesn't mean anything without brown people's philosophies? I mean, what is supremacy if not just the caste system? So really, you're welcome for your misguided sense of self, and I will keep my eyes peeled for the money and chocolates you guys will be sending me. Now, I also understand that there are those where this belief system is so deeply rooted that they don't want to answer any questions. But I will still give them a chance, and when that chance is not taken, they can see what the fist in pacifist is all about. Not for me, but those liberals that want to land a punch. See, the thing is, I'm not against your belief of punching Nazis. If you want to punch one, go for it. I stand by your choice, but you have to be ready to face the consequences that might come from it. Possibly more violence and hatred from those that have been perpetuating it for years, or it might not, or they might just go back into hiding for a while, like they did for the last decade, and then resurge. And that's the issue. We're angry because we didn't realize that they were still around. They've been there through every single administration. Hiding, waiting, preparing, writing pamphlets. I mean, the Hare Krishnas took over the airports, but the Nazis have taken over in plain sight. They never left us. We just turned a blind eye to them through complacency. My view is this. We tried getting rid of them through violence and a war, and when they saw that they were losing, they just retreated. But those thoughts of prejudice were not defeated. They were festering. But an attempt to understand the opposition might lead to less hatred, and warring against each other might become like the third or fourth solution we try instead of the very first one. But I think both ideologies need each other, like Batman needs the Joker. If the Nazis don't see that there's an actual punch waiting for them, then how will they know that answering self-exploratory questions would be a more beneficial option to all parties? So when they stop talking, I will take a step back and you can punch them. And then we will see if they want to have a beer on their tab and start talking again. The point is, just because I believe in something different than you, that doesn't mean that I've invalidated what you believe in. It just means that I have different beliefs based on my experiences and choices, and the same goes for you. Perhaps that's what we need to realize. Differing opinions need each other to survive. Rather than fight each other, we can attempt to understand one another. If Batman and the Joker started working together, they'd make Gotham City prosperous again in like a week and a half. Hashtag make Gotham great again. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you for tuning in. I have live stand-up comedy shows coming up in Chicago, Illinois, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Lansing, Michigan, Kalamazoo, Michigan, Bloomington, Indiana, Pittsburgh, PA, and Cleveland, Ohio, and Richmond, Virginia. You can get all those dates on my website at ramennoodlescomedy.com. That's R-A-M-A-N noodlescomedy.com. And if you would like some exclusive stand-up comedy content, unreleased, just specially for you, you can subscribe to my Bandcamp at ramennoodlescomedy.bandcamp.com. And if you'd like to donate to the Patreon to help support socially conscious stand-up comedy, this web series, and my podcast Taboo Table Talk, you can donate to the Patreon at patreon.com/krishmohanhaha. Check out all the links below, and I hope to see you guys at a live show. Thanks for getting into it.